was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-P-D.
There's got to be an explanation to all these UFO sightings, right? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
We got a lot going on, so I'm going to hit it all right now because there's a lot to do. First and foremost, we got the Four Peaks thing Friday. I'm very excited about this because it's NCAA fun. And the gang over there at FanDuel has handed over a pile for us of stuff to just load your FanDuel account. And we're going to make it so we're the FanDuel. We are the app. You come up and make your bets at the Brett table. I don't know if this is legal, to be honest with you.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, don't worry about it. Brett's in charge. We got this. It's a combination of new online app gambling and the old way it used to happen. An Italian in a corner at a table used to place bets with.
You this got the tracksuit ready, Brett?
This is, oh, I'm bringing it.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Paulie Walnuts this thing up. Because you think about it, in the old days to make a bet, you had to go to a bar, find the dude in the back, place your bet with him. He gets a cut, a little vig, a little, you know. Some juice.
That's what I'm doing.
And that's Brett in the corner. And we've modernized the Italian gambling way by making the prize part of your FanDuel app. This is amazing. Nobody's doing this. Being nostalgic about how gambling used to be with the legalized way that sits in your hand every day. We're doing it at Four Peaks on Friday. Very good possibility this is illegal and will get shut down. Strong. Strong possibility a Tommy gun raid may happen. That police will show up and go, we know what's going on in there, see? We're going to have all that kind of stuff. It very 1940s and 2020s converging in the form of our own Brett Festley at Four Peaks. And they're going to have great stuff for us. So that's happening. We're opening up at 8. Brett's going to be there at 8 on Friday morning. We finish up this nonsense. We're going to shoot over there and join Brett right after the show and watch basketball, hopefully with a bunch of you guys, as the college madness begins. I think tonight is playing, right? They have playing games tonight for the, they have 70 teams. They got a couple tonight, a couple tomorrow. And then it's on to the big Final Four, which is here this year, which is why we're kind of kicking this off. You know, Arizona might as well get you involved because it's going to be in our city. The Final Four is right here in the beginning of April, which is pretty awesome. So get on that. And then if that's not enough, that's this Friday. It doesn't register with my brain. Next Friday is the Easter keg hunt. It's on. And again, because suits and idiots and lawyers are doing their damnedest to make sure that radio station in our building don't ever do anything again, this might be the very last opportunity to ever hunt for an Easter keg because they're worried about mass shootings and you guys falling off a cliff or... I don't know what they're worried about, but evidently it's, for some reason, there's chatter in the building all over. Like, well, if you ever do an event again, every single participant has to sign waivers and go through a class. I'm like, we're not going to get the listeners to go to do that. No, we can't get the listeners to all join up like it's the DMV and go through. Well, then we can't do anything. And they killed our golf tournament last year with legalese and nonsense, destroyed it. And we're still working on getting that thing up and running, and they're putting up roadblocks again.
Welcome to Jonestown.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You're going to kill everybody? What?
Well, that's the way that we're going to do it. Kill all the events.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. I get nervous when you talk about murder.
What are you talking
about? Especially mass murder. This is why the lawyers are nervous. You know, in fairness, this never happened when Eric was. I mean, you know, just worried about him hurting himself. Now they're worried to keep bringing up mass shootings. I think you have something to do with it.
No.
But, yeah, the Easter keg is next Friday. And for those of you who are new, I always take for granted that there may be some people out there who don't know what's going on with the show. Welcome, first of all. I'm sorry in advance. There will be a reason to put that in your pocket. Eventually, you're going to need to pull out the Holmberg, I'm sorry, and say, well, he did apologize. Look, one of these days you're going to feel it. Everybody gets punched in the nose at this place.
Rock Wars, the wake-up song and the you bastard sight of the day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com. Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
But if you're new to us, or you're not, you know, super familiar, the Easter Keg is every Good Friday. I think we've done this for, this will be like 20 years now.
Minus one.
Minus the COVID.
The bad year.
Which was weird.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we didn't do it on COVID, obviously. But yeah, this is like our 20th attempt at this. And we hide 98 full-sized empty kegs all over the valley. And if you find one, you win all sorts of prizes. And then you take it over to Four Peaks at night. And we're doing it at the Four Peaks tasting room this time. It's in their big warehouse. It's down the road from the actual restaurant.
Right.
So we're going to do it over at the Four Peaks tasting room. And then you drop off your keg, and one of those kegs is going to be worth $5,000. How about that? So 98 kegs all over the place. A couple of them on the internet for people who can't take the day off and drive around.
But we should have the early one, too.
And we'll have the one that you have the day before. We'll take that out on a Thursday. That's right. So, and we'll usually do that at Action Ride Shop or something like that. So we'll have another one where you got to break the code. So 98 kegs for everybody, not this Friday, but next Friday. So prepare yourselves. I can't believe that's here already. And that feels like we just did that a couple days ago. We got to map that out. And Drew just popped his head in a few seconds ago. He works at the promotions department. He's like, hey, I got the map for the kegs up if you want to start looking at the region you get to hide stuff. And I'm like, are we doing that already? So I haven't even – I got to take the next few days to map out where I hide my stuff. I don't know where else to hide things. Like, it's getting tougher and tougher every year to not
go to – I've been keeping
a
journal.
Have
spots.
You?
Yeah, the past year.
Yeah, because you haven't done it ever.
So Ronnie tells you where they were hidden.
And then she writes down what she did because you're asleep by 8 o'clock. You don't, and then the kegs are out. We get phone calls at 9. Brett's your worst enemy in this one because when he worked overnight, your Ronnie kegs were found at like 10:30.
No, they weren't.
He got called.
Oh, yeah.
Found Brady's
it happened
at,
once.
At midnight. Yeah, well, then it happened, jackass.
I don't remember.
I'll report because I think I'm coming back.
You didn't drop him off.
If I'm a lawyer or a judge or a juror right now, the man on the stand just said, that never happened once. I'm not so sure that.
Your Honor,
it happened. It did
happen to all of us.
I never hid mine at 10 o'clock.
Me neither.
Found early, though.
Not at 10 o'clock. Not the day before. I've never taken mine out earlier than 2:30 a.m.
I've done both.
May have done nothing.
What? You've done at 3 a.m.?
Yeah.
He done one at 10 o'clock and Ronnie did one at 3 in the morning.
That was the first couple of years dropping the depth charges.
Yeah, I know. You were just pushing them out of the back of your truck on the drive to
early.
Work. Yeah.
And roll them out the back.
Thomas Wells, our Scottish friend, said that.
I knew Brady's haunts in the morning. A, Duncan. B, Starbucks or McDonald's. So I just followed him.
Thomas had three of Brady's four hidden kegs in it.
I found three of them. He just put them on the side of the road. I guess I have to mix it up.
Yeah, that's the idea.
Pain in the butt.
So then Ronnie started to do it with neighbors while you slept. No shame in the game, and the only shame is that you deny it. Brett called me that one time. I was talking to him. I said, hey, Brett, I got this. Yeah, they found Brady's kegs already.
What?
Yeah, all four of them are gone. I'm like, oh, for Christ's sake. Where'd he put them? Now, one was in the middle of the road. The police had to stop and get it out of the street.
What was that, QTE?
One was at the QTE. One was at Starbucks. Well, it's just where he goes to pick up his treats, his morning treats. But following us became illegal, and then Brady got wise and got other people to do it at a reasonable time when the contest rules actually apply. There were a couple times where people on the freeway, I heard Detour Dan that went, I'm trying to drive home here Thursday night. There's four kegs in the middle of the 202. We don't know what happened. There's a chubby woman running back to an avalanche. Oh, no, that's a guy. I don't know why this is happening. And then
I'm a boy.
We'd get a call, and we had to put up rules saying you can't hide the kegs on your way home the day before.
Why not? Nothing good happens after sunset. Running around with all those ghouls in the middle of the night, not doing it.
I want to hear Jim Cross reporting that one.
Go after yourself.
There's a big fat lady running around dropping off depth charges in the middle of the street. Be careful out there. What's going on? The city's a mess. Jim Cross, KTR News. Go f*** yourself.
But next Friday, not this Friday, next Friday. So the next two Fridays, we're keeping you busy.
I think I'm coming back and doing the 3 o'clock sideshow for the Keg
Hunters. Oh, that's right.
So
you always
we'll
come back and do the
early
stuff. That's right. So they can start calling and seeing where they found Brady's kids.
Yeah, exactly.
Early. That's right. We've got to get a guy in here at 3 to do overnights again to make sure that that's taken care of. Anyway, Very excited about the whole thing. We will see you Friday at Four Peaks and definitely next Friday for unbelievably Easter Keg Hunt is back. And I can't fathom how quick this is all going. And I don't know what they get when they find a keg. Do we have that determined yet?
Like, I'm
probably your fest tickets. I'm pretty sure we'll give you those. I'm not.
There's a combination 100%. Of stuff.
So I don't have anything in the book yet. See, I'm sure all the prizes they get. So you will get something for grabbing a keg. That's always good. And then we'll see you over at Four Peaks that night, drinking, dancing, and finding out who gets $5,000. The Easter keg is back, and I cannot believe we're just, 10 or 11 days away. It's 98 KUPD. Good luck to all of you.
Arizona's most powerful, powerful rock radio station. 98 KUPD.